What is the most effective way to create, you know, content and get in front of people? You know, is it just having a great website, working in SEO? What's your recommendations for companies, which kind of goes down the lines of what Joe was talking about?
Yeah, I think in terms of, you know, shareable content then being effective, what we're really looking at and that's often overlooked is thinking about what people, especially on the sales side or customer service side, are being asked on a day-to-day basis. If somebody's being asked the same question multiple times a day, there's a good chance it's because people can't find it and find the answer or a thorough enough answer to that question. And so building that content out on your website is certainly something that would be important to look at. But there's a huge variety of different ways to reach customers that is shareable. Doesn't have to be just through one. I would certainly recommend it's not just through one. You know, a 2-sentence tweet versus a 2,000-word blog post are certainly going to attract two different types of content sharers.
Yep.
A video is certainly going to be more engaging. Maybe it's a fun Instagram image or some sort of helpful infographic. You know, all of those are certainly shareable and certainly engaging that we're really, you know, trying to look at all the different avenues to get after the clients and the customers and acquire the business and build the relationships.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Thanks for listening.